How do you see the developments in Namibia's oil and gas sector impacting Lüderitz? And what opportunities do you foresee for the town?
It's already massively impacted Lüderitz. A few years ago, Lüderitz was kind of a second Kolmanskop to a certain extent. There was really not a lot going on, not a lot of hope. People were leaving, so we had that brain drain. And of late, and let's call it the last 2 years, since the announcements were made, we really are seeing a lot of reinvestment. So people are either deciding to stay and reinvest and upgrade their homes or offices. But we've also seen a lot of new companies open up shop in Lüderitz for the supply sector. So you'll be seeing a lot of the old dilapidated buildings have a new lease on life. People have taken them over and really refurbished them. So there's a new energy in town. And I think that really is massively exciting for us because people have hope again. People are chasing their dreams again, and they don't have to leave Lüderitz to do that. And that is exactly what we wanted.
Yeah. Well, then being the mayor of Lüderitz, what role do you believe Lüderitz could play in supporting Namibia's overall energy strategy?
I'm very vocal on it, and I'm very biased as well. I love that little community of mine in that town. I feel we can have a big stake in it. We're relatively close to the resource. We have every opportunity. You know, there's a few key infrastructural developments like a port, the rail and road that needs upgrading or new investment. But once that is done and it's there, we can really secure our place as a player, not just nationally, but globally. And, you know, we know that there's a lot of socio-political aspects as well now, looking at the Suez Canal, the war in Ukraine. The sea or maritime traffic around the Cape Horn is only picking up. So Lüderitz is a really strategic point. And if we have the strategic foresight to put these things in place that we need, Lüderitz will shine and it'll be a much more people-centered, harmonious community. And hopefully a thriving city. And that's really the ambitions that we have.
The capital of the South.
Well, yeah, the mother city of Namibia.
Can you share any future plans or initiatives that Lüderitz is considering in connection with Namibia's expanding oil and gas industry and, you know, specifically the Namibia Youth and Energy Forum?
There are a lot of efforts ongoing at the moment. So, you know, that to accommodate not only the big industry that's on its way, but also the influx when you're looking at the human capital that will be moving down to Lüderitz, there's a lot of work that we're already doing. So the townlands expansion is probably priority number one. We need more townland so that we can accommodate everybody. But then we've also looked at, it's a long process and really very sort of cumbersome to a certain degree because there's so many stakeholders that you need to keep informed and who needs to approve your plans, that we've also looked at the existing townlands and we've got this infill and densification project that we're doing. So looking at open areas within our townlands, how can we reutilize it or develop it? And instead of sprawling development, to try and densify it all, to try and pull it all together and rather build up. So, you know, these are just efforts that we have at the moment to make sure we can accommodate everybody. But then on top of that, we're really blessed with all of the exposure and all of the interest right now. There's many vocational training institutions looking at Lüderitz. The NUST satellite campus is already open in Lüderitz. UNAM are in discussions with us. There's some international universities already. We have a MOU with a university in Germany at Magdeburg, also with a science and technology university. They're also looking at ways through the GIZ how we can reach the youth and really upskill them for these wonderful opportunities. And it wouldn't be a sustainable development if they were left behind. So really, I think no expenses being spared and everybody is working diligently to make sure that this is an inclusive development. And, you know, there's so many opportunities again for Namibians who, you know, we always speak about local content. These opportunities are exactly the ones Namibians want and that Namibians can create. So it's we have so many experts who've worked in the oil and gas industry, globally, and they're moving back to Namibia because they see that there's this budgeoning sector, and they bring a wealth of knowledge that they can share again. So teaching the next teacher, and it really is exciting to see that the youth are also taking ownership. A lot of different announcements have been made recently. Some new guys are moving down to Luderitz, and it's especially aimed at the youth. But then also through the project working with the GIZ, we got a 5 million euro grant from the government of Germany, and it will be funneled through the GIZ. And a lot of that, you know, social impact assessments and a lot of baseline studies that we'll be doing to really, I think once you have that data, you can plan a lot better. So for now, all of our efforts really is to gather all of the data so that we can make well-informed decisions. And so it's a bit of a process. And this year is really the year where we start hitting our bootstraps and getting things done. So it's just more excitement building on top of it. But we've already seen a lot of different conferences and expos and things that really catered for the youth. And even through the office of the mayor, we've tried to accommodate the youth as far as we can. You know, sometimes begging for tickets so that we can bring a few youth through. And they're really appreciative. And I think they're responding to the message. And already, some of them are pulling together. I shared a story earlier of 7 young ladies who are, they are cleaners at the moment. And they've looked at this opportunity and said, let's formalize ourselves. Let's open a business, a company. So we'll do cleaning for, you know, hotels or accommodation facilities where all of this labor force will be staying. And I absolutely love that. That's so inspiring that people already identify that there's an area where they can move in because they have the expertise. They, you know, they know what they'll do. They add value to that sector. And it's really such an amazing thing to see how this trickle down economy really works like a Swiss watch. Everything is interconnected, and you need to take a step back sometime just to have a look at all of these different cogs running together, because that is what's so exciting for me. And I compare it with a Christmas tree where you have the star on top of your Christmas tree and then all of this decorations around the tree. So the star on top of the tree really is the oil and gas sector, and all of this, you know, ornaments and really beautiful decorations around this tree is the rest of the trickle down economy. And it's when you look at a Christmas tree, that's a lot larger than the star. And I think that is what we want to sort of guide the expectations of the Namibian youth and the Namibians at large, to say, listen, there is a big Christmas tree. Don't stare yourself blind at just the star. Look at what you're good at. Look at what you're passionate about. Because it's still a green field. There's still many opportunities for you to come in and secure your piece of this pie. So, yeah, we want to encourage people to, you know, reflect. Look at the things that you're passionate about. What will you get up early for? And chase those dreams. Don't let somebody else do it for you.
Yeah. But in terms of the forum, how can the youth get involved? Is there a website? Is there, you know, social media platforms where they can register? How
does that work? Yes, the youth forum have already shared some of the materials on LinkedIn where you can go and register. And I think it's really, I have to encourage the youth. This is your opportunity to formalize yourself like those 7 ladies. Pull together, you know, use your expertise amongst each other, really chew on this together. And I'm 100% sure that we'll be all the better for it, because the youth, you know, we're living in a new day and age with a lot of new technology, a lot of new ways of thinking and doing. And especially with oil and gas, there's so much R&D that's already gone into it that it's a lot more environmentally friendly than it used to be. So I think with this youth and this new fresh perspective, we can only improve on it even more. And it's really important to develop while preserving our amazing, you know, nature around Luderitz and Namibia. And I think that's a brilliant role that our youth can come in and play again. So yeah, do register. You can find him on LinkedIn and on Facebook. And yeah, there's a link that you just click on and you'll fill out the details. And yeah, we look forward to working with the youth and taking Luderitz forward as well.